Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 412. If you'd like to have a copy, Sharon will tell you several different ways at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. These are absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. We have singing by the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Foundation Choir and Orchestra, and you know, these people that are singing here were all born again of Christians at one time, and at least more than half of them have fallen away. This goes back several years, and there's you know, we have new recruits. The Bible talks about people being born again of the Spirit. You can tell when these people are singing and when they're playing that they're really full of the Spirit of the Lord. And the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that there would be a great falling away, they would fall away unto Satan. It says Satan would build his temple in actual people. Jesus says that he will rebuild his temple, and we are that temple. And people that fall away from the Lord are also, and those that have never been saved, that never want to be saved, they are the temple of Satan. And so his state capital is in Rome, Italy. Rome, Italy is actually the devil himself with his government, one world government, his church, or which is really a cult. And the Pope just made an announcement that every church in the world is not really a church. Only the Roman Catholic cult is a church. And they're doing that they're making a big statement now because Satan knows that it's the end of time. And he doesn't care. They figure they've got so many devout Catholics. And we're not against Catholics at all. Actually, we're probably the only ones in the world that I know of that are vehemently preaching the truth so that they'll get saved. Being a Catholic does not mean that you're a Christian at all. It means that you're lost. Can a person be a Catholic and be saved? Well, if you are, you're going to look at you're going to read the Bible, and you're going to see that that church is Satan's church, and you're going to get out of there. Why on earth would a prostitute want to go back to prostitution after they've been saved? You get out of that place. You get out of that mess. Why would a drug addict go back into drugs after they've been saved? The Bible requires, the Word of God requires, that we completely separate ourselves from the world. And that means the church of the devil. All the things that are going on earth right now stems from, which is the root of all evil, is Satan himself. Everything that is against the Bible, the Lord says, you're either with me or you're against me. Now, the Lord actually is the Word of God. He says that in the beginning, this is John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word, as a matter of fact, was God and still is. And then it goes down in the chapter where you can read that, I believe it's verse 14, and it says, and the Word, which is God, became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, there's nobody in the entire universe that died for our sins but Jesus. That's why the Bible says that there's only one name that's been given among men whereby we must be saved. It's an impossibility for us not to be saved. But by the name, in other words, the name of Jesus is the Word of God, but by the Word of God. How does man survive? He doesn't survive by bread alone. He survives only, Jesus told the devil, by the Word of God, by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. And so if you want to be saved, it's absolutely impossible for you to do so unless you study God. And God is the Word. And Christ was the Word come into this world in the flesh. And he didn't come into the world alone. He came into the world with his Father by the Holy Spirit. I hear so many people saying, the Holy Ghost. God is not a ghost. That was something that Shakespeare put into the Bible, the Holy Ghost, because it sounds so holy. But it's not. The Bible says that God is a spirit, not a ghost. There's a big difference between a spirit and a ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, the Holy Spirit. So, as the Bible says, that this is Satan himself. The world must never see what goes on and be in the chambers, the back chambers of that cult. But they come out, you know, and they realize that so many people are totally ignorant of the Word of God. I saw a program just last week where this man went interviewing different people on the street and asked them if they could recite one or two or maybe three or four or all the Ten Commandments. And not one of them could. They'd ask, is it true, thou shalt not murder? And not any one of them said you shouldn't be effeminate or that you shouldn't commit adultery or fornication, because they love the wages of sin. They love the corruption. They love living a life of pleasure in this world, which is very temporary. And this is what the world government preaches. The actual religion of government is humanism. They say, well, we are all humans and none of us are perfect, and therefore the Word of God is obsolete because it tells us that we must be perfect. And they don't realize, they have never been told, and if they're even told, there's so many false prophets in the world today that everybody believes that it's impossible for a human being to accept God himself, Jesus, with his Father by the Spirit, and still be able, and have the power within them to be able to keep the commandments. Well, the Bible tells you just the opposite. It says if you don't, if you're a carnal person, if you're a humanist, if you believe the religion of humanism, you know, the government says that it has to be a separation between religion and state. However, they themselves are a religion. They're humanistic. They believe it's all right to fornicate, to commit adultery, to be a homosexual. And that's what they're doing, is fashioning the world. These demented and ignorant and demonic people into a world that they feel that they can exist in without feeling guilt. And the Bible says that he wants us to know what sin is and that we should repent of it. We must repent of it, or there's no possible way that we can enter the kingdom of heaven if we don't have him living in us. And if we have him, Jesus, with his Father by the Spirit living in us, well, then we're more than capable to do all things in him and him in us. And so, you know, and people have to be godly enough to step out of the world and keep their eyes focused on the Lord. And to, in other words, to have the power of God in you in order to keep his commandments, because anyone breaking the commandments will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, we've got some scriptures that will absolutely prove it from the Word of God. And they say, well, that's why the Word of God, we don't want to read it. You're going to have to stand face to face with the Lord just like everybody else. And if you have sin on your soul, he's going to judge you. It's impossible. You say, I don't want to see God. It doesn't make any difference whether you want to or not. You're going to see him.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter whether you want to go to judgment, because he wants to know what has been in your body. He knows what's in your body, and he wants to show you that the Word of God was true. You rejected it, and he will say, now I reject you. And all, you know, just for a sampling of that, you can read the book of Proverbs. You can read the entire New Testament and see that the Lord is coming back again to judge his people. All right, and so there was a great falling away in my church. It's been rebuilt again. There's almost everyone, the Apostle Paul, he said at one time, everyone had forsaken him except for a couple of people. and they'd fallen away. And he says, you know, because they love this present world more than the world to come. So, you know, if the love of the Father is not in you, then the Lord is not going to let you come into heaven. You know why? Because he died for you, and he took a horrible beating so that you could be healed. But if you don't receive him after he came and sacrificed himself for you to be able to have a chance to get into heaven, then it shows him that you don't care whether you go to hell in the lake of fire. I just saw Billy Graham, one of his old sermons, and he was saying, you know, that the Lord hasn't come back to earth yet. He has come back to earth again because he lives in human beings. The human beings that receive him with his Father by the Spirit in them are the continuation of Christ here on earth. All right? Mm-hmm. So what he was saying was false. And finally, in his old age, and Billy Graham is still alive, and if he cares to discuss that with me, he himself stated, I wish I would have studied the scriptures more, because he didn't know what he was talking about. He said, there's clouds in the sky. We can know the clouds there because we can't see the stars, but the stars are there. They're there, but we can't see Jesus. The Lord wants each and every one of us to be his temple to live in, so that people can see Christ in us, because we renounce the world and we keep his commandments. Let's go to the throne. Father, we ask that you will anoint this program and that you will show people that, yes, you still here on earth. You said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Billy Graham says, no, we wait for the kingdom of heaven. But if he were not a Baptist, if he were filled with the Spirit, he would not have said anything like that. And I pray that he is filled with the Spirit now, because he acknowledges that he didn't know the Word of God well enough, and he made so many false statements unknowingly. I believe he did it ignorantly, Father. And I ask that you forgive him and fill him with the Holy Spirit before he goes out to meet you. I don't believe as many temptations that came his way that he would have been able to resist them unless he had the power of the Holy Spirit in him. Because we can do all things in Christ Jesus with his Father by the Spirit. And Lord, you are the Jesus. You are the actual Godhead. You are the complete Godhead. You created everything, and now you are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you live in those of us that know you, really know you. And the kingdom of heaven is at hand, folks. Father, I pray that you will make that known, and that there has been a great falling away, and this, the Apostle Paul said, would be one of the very final signs. Lord, we ask that you show that to everybody this evening, and that you allow the church, your body, the New Jerusalem, your bride, to be strengthened in this message today, Lord. I ask it in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, there's a television series that I really like a lot. It talks about the Jews. It's a series on television. It's called Against All Odds, Israel Survives. I mean, everybody in the world, the entire world government is, and the Vatican is setting up the Arabs against them. And when I was living in Israel, I mean, I got along perfectly. I'm Jewish, and I got along with the Arabs very well. I used to go up to Nazareth into one of the Arabs as a young man. And he had an ice cream shop and where you could get coffee, and him and his mother would just bend over backwards, you know, come on, let's have some Turkish coffee. And so I would, and it was, I swallowed it even though it was very strong grounds and heavily sweetened. And people would come in to get ice cream cones, school children. And he just wouldn't even want me to leave because we got along so good. And when I was in prison for the gospel's sake, there was a Palestinian in there, and they put me in the hole for some reason or another, because I preached the gospel in there. And they put me in a cell with a Palestinian. We were getting along so good. The Palestinian told me, I guess they think that we'd be fighting each other in here, and that's why they put you in here with me. And I says, probably, you know, I wouldn't put it past them at all. And he says, but man, he says, you're the nicest guy I've ever met. And I says, man, you know, I feel like you're my brother, you know, because he accepted the Lord in there and everything was just really fine. He says, I want you to come over. You should taste the way my mother makes shawarma. That's lamb sliced down very thinly and put on a sandwich. I used to love that kind of food in Israel when I was there. So lamb. All right, so anyway, if you'd like to order this series, there are several different ways, but I imagine you can look it up and on the website, Against All Odds, Israel Survives. And that is true. I mean, they had a six-day war, and they survived. There was a bunch of Arabs coming against the Jews. There was only just a handful of Jews, and there was like thousands of these Arabs that were coming against them to kill them. And they said, I've only got four bullets. And you'll see this on the DVDs if you watch them. And the other one says, I've only got two left. And I got five. And so they said, well, brothers, it was nice knowing all of you. I mean, we're going to, you know, be killed here for sure. And then all of a sudden, all the Arabs started yelling, Abraham! Abraham! They were screaming to the top of their lungs, and they started retreating because they, many years later, this man, one of the Jews that was there fighting, met one of the Arabs that was fighting that time with him. And they says, I was going to kill you, and you were going to kill me. Why did you guys retreat? He said, because we saw this huge giant. It was like, you know, way up in the air, this guy was, and he was coming at us, and we thought it was, you know, it was Abraham, and he was chasing us, and they all turned, the hundreds or thousands of them turned and ran away. And then it tells about the Antibi raid, where it was, God blinded the eyes of the people in Antibi. The guards are Russian MiGs there, and all kinds of soldiers. And they could have heard these airplanes, these huge transport planes with the Mercedes-Benz in it, with the limousine, which the Jews used to disguise themselves. They thought that this Idi Amin or whatever, that people would think that it was him coming to inspect the area at that time of night. And it worked. But nobody heard them land the planes, and no one even saw them. They didn't even turn the runway lights off. And they just, this series here tells where the only divine intervention happened. It was like, there's no way that people would not have heard them coming. And but anyway, you know, I say this one, I dedicate this song here with the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Choir and Orchestra. It's Go Down, Moses, Let My People Go. I dedicate this to the Roman Catholic government, which is now has infiltrated this country so much that it's supposedly the American government. I dedicate all this to you. And these are all young, born-again Christians that everybody said they can't fall away. Many of them have returned to their former lives and have been living that way for years. I would say half of the people have stayed, and they've been here for 37 years, many of them, but Satan sure got a bunch of them, okay? So this song is entitled, Go Down, Moses. These are all newly saved Christians. That's why you feel the Spirit in them, the powerful Spirit of God. God do unto this government as you did to the Egyptian government. These are not professional musicians or singers. They're operating under the power of God. Don't fall away. Government supposed to be in a Roman government. What do you say? You're going to let the people go? Get off all this despotism, you know, you're trying to mold the world into a dictatorship again, the very thing that our founding fathers fled England for. You people are worse than they are by far. Anyway, the people here that would like to order those videos or their DVDs, actually. The address to order them is, and I can't recall how much they are. You can find that out on the website. It's American Trademark Pictures Questar, Q-U-E-S-T-A-R, Inc. And it's P.O. Box 11345, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. That's P.O. Box 11345, Chicago, Illinois, zip 60611. All right, now we have some testimonials here this evening. Where's the first one from?
From Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
May the Lord Christ Jesus, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the grace and peace be yours in full measure through your knowledge of God our Father in heaven. Dear Tony Alamo, sir, your article dated November 26, 2006 in the Sacramento Bee, Dry Bones, has been and will continue to be a tool in changing my life and everyone I come into contact with for the rest of my life here on earth. I just would like to thank you for sharing it with everyone. Sir, if possible, I would like to receive any and all publications and information and support regarding discipleship and ordaining ministry programs that you know of and your booklet, Messiah. Thank you. May God bless you and your family. Sincerely, Kevin from Sacramento, California.
Amen. Praise the Lord. When the Lord said there'd be a great falling away just before he comes back to earth again, that's part of his promise, his new covenant. The new covenant means it's the new contract between God and ourselves. Now, the new covenant means the new promise. And his promises are true. And he promises that there's going to be a big falling away as a sign to those of us that really mean business with the Lord that we're not going to fall away. We're going to hang on to Jesus. We're going to hang on to the old rugged cross. And lay down our trophies, lay them all down right now, because we have to live our life for Christ, who is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, if we want to live with him forever. If we show no interest in him here, believe me when I tell you, and you'll see it in the gospel, that he's not going to be favorable to you when you reach the judgment bar of God. And he said when he's sending you into hell in the lake of fire, that you'll be screaming out and he'll be mocking you and laughing at you. Now, this is the real God. You know, I don't like to water the gospel down. Most people that know me know better than that. I have a lot of attorneys that I know, a lot of doctors, and they all know. And every kind of other person from the gutter on up. I mean, and believe me, I've dealt with all kinds of people, even kings, princes, and princesses. I made clothing for motion picture stars and the Sultan of Brunei and his princes and princesses, and for the King of Saudi Arabia and the Queen and the princes and princesses. I have done clothing for Faisal. I've done King Faisal. I've done clothing for top muscle people like Hulk Hogan and for Tyson and Mr. T and movie stars like Dolly Parton, and you can just go down the line, the Beatles. So, you know, and the Beatles even wanted me to be their manager, and the Rolling Stones as well, and many other groups. And when I met with the Lord, it was like so shocking to me that he really existed and that he really means business, that I threw everything in the trash except the clothing thing. I did that later because the Lord told me a lot of our people thought they were really good in business and we were going down the tubes real fast. And so the Lord spoke to me and told me, show these people how to do business. How to do business. I said, well, which one of the things that I know, Lord, did you like me to do? He says, do the clothing, the jackets. And so I immediately set out to do it, and we took in we got rid of all of our bills from what the Lord had me do. And the brothers and sisters finally quit all the things they were doing and backed me up. And that's what the ministry is all about. They were not leaders, and they still are not. They are to be helpers, to help the ministry. I helped Susie. I didn't think that God had called me to do anything other than to be a help to Susie. And she kept telling me, no, you're supposed to do this and that to help. You're supposed to preach. I'm sick. And I said, well, I don't believe that, Sue. I mean, the Lord told me to listen to you and to... And so that's what I do, and I just do anything for you, and I did. I don't know, I believe it was God that kept her alive, but he helps keep people alive by people that are around you. And if you can't even get people to, help out around the grounds or things like that, you know you don't have any help. And so I helped her. I made health food drinks for her, and I took care of, you know, everybody says, Tony Lama washing dishes. Yes. Even though I had done a lot of things in the world and made a lot of money, I washed dishes for her, and I washed the clothes, and I put them in the dryer, and I did everything like that for years and tried to keep her alive. And she was alive for 17 years, and that's because I helped her. And I did everything in my power until I was so weak I couldn't even hardly stand up. And believe me, you know, I've worked out all my life since I was like 19 years old. And I'm not, never was considered weak. I was one of the strongest people in the whole gym. But I helped out to the point of where I actually fell down on the floor. And Susie, I couldn't hold her. I let her down gently and I laid down. And I says, oh, God, take us both. Take us both, because we were being persecuted by this Roman Catholic cult government, which calls itself the United States government, that is doing everything that they can to destroy this United States. They've totally ignored the Constitution, and they totally ignore human rights, and they're evil to people. And you should see what they do to you when you're in prison. These guards, you know, they really think they're somebody because you can't resist them there unless you want to get your ribs cracked with those rib crackers and the goon squad in there. And so you just take their stuff because the Lord says, you know, to do it. But they're evil. And you could not tell. There's young people in there and innocent people. And they don't like the way you look. I've seen them just stomp them into the blacktop out there. And they've even murdered people and said they hung themselves. There's no possible way. The blood was all over their cells and everything. You know, people have to come to reality. You may not care anything about those kind of people or the things that are going on in this world, but maybe someday you will, because Satan doesn't love anybody. And, you know, he doesn't love anybody. And I just put on my website a big lawsuit that this attorney that defended me, Jeff Dickstein, he won against the IRS. One of the Internal Revenue Service people saw that they were ripping off the people in the United States, that they really shouldn't pay taxes. And so you can look on my website. And where was it, on another website? We got it from some other website. What was it? Anybody remember? Of course, you know, we have people here that don't remember things very well. But it's on my website, and it's like on the new developments on my website. You can look it up. And he actually was teaching people, this IRS man that had everybody in the Internal Revenue respected in their offices. And he just came out, and they took him to trial. They fired him. They took him to trial, and the jury said not guilty. Not, there were four charges: not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. So what does that mean? Does that mean that people don't have to pay their taxes? Read my website, and if anybody would remember, I'll try to remember to tell you on tomorrow's broadcast.
His name, if they just type in Joe Bannister.
It's under Joe Bannister, B-A-N-I-S-T-E-R, I reckon, okay? Joe Bannister. Somebody, the light bulb just went on in their brain. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's under Joe Bannister's website. So he says, you know, tell everybody. He was the IRS man, and he won the case of four not guilties. Praise the Lord. So, you know, we're informing people. Now, the Lord says it's a covenant, a new covenant. He said that they would not let Israel be defeated. So all you people that are against Israel, all you people that are against his people, whatever you do unto them, you're going to reap a curse. And you may say, well, I'm not reaping any curse. You have children, God will kill them. There was a man that owned a TV station, I think it was Channel 17 in Fort Smith, Arkansas. He had and he had jewelry stores, and he has like his grooming his son to take over his TV station. and to take over his jewelry stores in the malls. And he came over. He was just ripped, you know, shredding us on his television program every day, bringing every kind of false accusation. And we warned him, you know, that God will destroy you if you don't stop this. And he didn't. So his son came home from college, and it was on Christmas, and he dropped dead, 21-year-old boy. Then there's Mr. Metters. You can check this out. He was passing out false articles on us that were written in one of the known magazines. And the woman, what happened is he was passing these articles out. He had them reprinted up. And I've got, you know, I'm legally blind. And Susie had cancer, so much cancer that she died from it. And what happened to Mr. Metters is he caught cancer in his eyes. And he, just before he died, Doris Funmaker, who was one of the people in my church, Susie's church, he said, tell me about Tony and Sue, because the Lord was convicting him. And so I just pray that she prayed him through. I can't remember. It's been quite a while ago. The postmaster was saying bad things about Susie. He dropped dead in the Van Buren area. The West Hollywood Sheriff Department was attacking us, raiding us, beating up on people in the prayer room, and throwing smoke bombs down into the prayer room. And all of them were killed, except one man. He says he left and became a truck driver, and he stopped at our restaurant in Alma, Arkansas, and told us, every one of them people that were persecuting you are dead now. They got killed in gun battles and everything. He says, I knew something was going to happen to him. He said, that's why I left the West Hollywood Sheriff Department. And I could go on for hours telling you about people that have persecuted us. Over here in this town, there's people that have tumors, one in the rectum, another one in his stomach, a big one, one the size of a golf ball in his rectum, another one the size of a grapefruit in his stomach, another one died three times in his pulpit and can't even hardly walk now. He just barely shuffles. And another one had a stroke. He can't talk. All of these people in just that little group there. And then another one has cirrhosis of the liver. And I said, you know, you people, and I told the city council, members of the city council, you better stop it, because God's not going to let you do that to us. Unless you're insane, stop it right now, okay? Because, you know, you're not hurting me. I have faith in the Lord. And now they're scheming again. Buster told me that they told him to stop coming to our church. They caused him a lot of trouble. They took one-third of his inventory in his big furniture store. And they took over almost $200,000 out of his safe. They said to him, this could all go away if you stop going to Tony Alamo's church. And if you roll over on him, in other words, you make up some story or tell in courtroom the things that we're saying about him. He says, I'd never do that because it's not true. You've heard his testimony on my program. And everybody in town is wondering, what's going to happen? Are they going to give you your money back? Buster, and he says, if I stop going to your church, they said, this will all go away. Now, this is the Catholic cult, federal and state government, and it is also the world government. It is also the world media at large. These are the ones that say only Catholicism, which is a pagan, a stinking pagan religion. It's not salvation at all. And it's just like Mr. Rush Dooney says. I read a little bit of that at the beginning of the program. He said religion is the framework of education. But I'm saying Mr. Rush Dooney, he died. I knew him. And he said, it's actually being a born-again Christian. The gospel is the framework of education. Because what good is any other kind of education, because it doesn't have the power within it to save your soul? And he also said religion as ultimate concern is probably, he said, is of an ultimate concern, therefore provides the large framework with which education occurs. But he should have said the gospel, not religion, because religion is of the devil and salvation, or the gospel, is of the Lord. Salvation, gospel. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, is the ultimate concern, therefore provides the large framework within which education occurs. If you want to be educated, don't waste your time going to universities, because they're going to teach you the opposite of the Bible, because all the curriculum is from the Vatican. They screen everything that goes in there. And they force you to go, if you can't afford to go to a private school, they force you to go to a public school. And the public school is already totally run by the government, which is headed by the Vatican. And your people, that's why everybody's killing each other in there. They don't preach the Word of God. They preach that you were a monkey. And they have the brains, even a worse brain than a monkey. And that's what they want to believe. That's what they're going to confront the Lord with. But he made a covenant, a promise to people. If you break the new covenant, if you break his word and begin doing something else, you become back under the law. Every sin that you ever committed in your life is drowned in the sea of God's forgiveness when you first are saved. But then it goes right back on you and double. And it's impossible for you to be restored to salvation. You cannot. It doesn't make it. A lot of people say, well, I sinned today, and so I repented, and I sinned tomorrow, and I repented, and I sinned the next day, and I repented. I've done this for years. You're lost, okay? According to the Bible, you're lost. Okay, you have another testimony.
Yes.
Okay, let's hurry it up.
From Zambia, Africa. Dear World Pastor, my regards to you and the entire body of Christ in your ministry. I have received the materials that I requested from you. May the Lord bless you for being concerned for lost souls. We are really happy to work with your ministry to extend God's kingdom in this last hour. Your literature is bringing many into the kingdom of God because your literature carries the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We are not ashamed to distribute your literature and to be called Alamo Ministries. The literature I received was not enough, so I would like to request 20,000 pieces of literature for distribution to cover all bus stations and surrounding villages. I will use my bicycle to reach far places. Please include the following literature, and he lists 11 different pieces of literature. Your help will be greatly appreciated. Hope to hear from you soon. Remember us in your daily prayers. We love you. Yours in Christ, Nicholas from Mansa, Zambia, Africa.
Okay, now, really quick, now let's get to praise the Lord for you, brother. Now, let's read Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6. This is for those of you that think you can sin today and then get forgiveness like the Catholics do. They can go out and kill somebody and ask forgiveness, and then go and they get forgiveness, and then they can go and kill somebody else or mug somebody or get on drugs or stay on drugs. Okay, go ahead, read.
For it is impossible for
them. It's impossible! Okay, then what?
For those who were once enlightened.
That's if you've been saved, you're enlightened to the Word of God. Then what?
And have tasted of the heavenly gift.
And have tasted of the heavenly gift, salvation, eternal life. Then what?
And were made partakers of the Holy Spirit.
And you received the Holy Spirit, and then you fell away, all you people, singing, "Oh, a sinner man," or "Go down, Moses," and you fell away, and you're on drugs, and you're a homosexual now. It's impossible for you to be restored. Go ahead.
And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come.
You've tasted the word of God. You're reading the word. She's reading the word right now. You're tasting this. This should make you want to cling to that old rugged cross. You can't be born again and then born again and then born again and born again and born again and born again and then it's born again some more. Every day people fall away and then they think they can be born again and born again. Just keep on sinning every day. Just keep it on. Keep on keeping on. Amen? And think you're saved, you're lost. Read it.
If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance.
You can't be renewed to repentance. That means you're on your way to hell and the lake of fire. That's why the people hate
me because I'm preaching it just like it is in the Bible. Then what?
Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God.
They crucify unto yourself. In other words, you, instead of you being crucified for Christ, you crucify Christ. You trample his blood underfoot and put him to open shame, and you think you're going to get by with that? It's impossible to restore you to repentance, son or daughter. It's impossible. Impossible. And that, you can say, well, it doesn't apply to me. Keep saying that. You'll find out. You'll see. Okay, what else?
And put him to an open shame.
You put him to an open shame. Okay, now, let's go to... what you're doing is reducing Christ to yourself, as though he were like yourself, your sinning self. And you're going to put him to open shame. Read 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. This tells them how it would be better for you to have not known the truth, for them not to have known the Lord. But you knew him once, and this choir, half of them, are gone now. And actually, many of them are persecuting our church because, and seeing how much we're going to take it no matter what.
Amen.
Okay, because we're not going to fall away because of you little pipsqueaks. Okay, go ahead.
For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world...
After you've been saved, then the pollutions of the world. You were on the track. Boy, they were just singing their hearts out in the Spirit of the Lord. Then what?
Through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if they are again entangled therein and overcome...
What would you call being a homosexual, being going back to homosexuality? Would that be getting yourself entangled again with the world?
Amen.
Or getting back to drugs and just living that way for years? And getting into bestiality, into sexual promiscuity, adultery, fornication, lying, stealing. Some of them have even been prostituting their own daughters out there. And they are on drugs. They're shooting each other up. The father and the daughter, they're committing incest. Then what?
The latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
Right. The reason that it's worse for you is because when... You first were saved, you could be saved. Before you were saved, you could be saved. But now it's impossible for you. It's absolutely impossible for, yes, you. Who do you think you're, something special that the Word of God has no effect? You like to sin every day, hey? And instead of getting closer to the Lord every day. Okay, now read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12.
And then shall that wicked be revealed.
Okay, this is the Antichrist, which is this one world church cult in Rome that says nobody else is of God. When they're of the devil, they are the devil themselves in the one world government and the one world media. Read that again.
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume.
Okay, so you can see the wickedness in this world today, and it's easy to trace it to Rome. The Bible says it's Rome, okay? So you say, I don't believe the Bible? Okay, well then, you have chosen to send your soul to hell. And those of you that have known the gospel before, and then you say, I don't believe the Bible anymore, you're worse than a rat in the gutter, in the toilet. That's what you're worse than, because you'll see that the Word of God is true. Just because... you didn't make yourself keep the commandments, and you fell away, and you were weak. That doesn't mean that others of us don't have the Word of the Lord in us, the Spirit of God, and we stayed! Okay, you cotton pickers. Okay, then what else?
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth.
Okay, the wicked is the one world, all the people that believe in fallacy, that believe in sinning, to live on this side in the world. The ones that are worldly, that love unrighteousness. Then go ahead.
And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders.
Yeah, so it shows power, man. We go in, we're guards here in the prison. We can just beat you to a pulp. And we can just do anything to you. You bunch of stinking cowards. Why don't you get saved and treat people like the Lord tells you to treat people instead of sending your soul to hell? Okay, then what else?
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish.
Right, they're deceivable. You know, they lie like dogs. Don't lie like this. Okay, then what?
Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong
delusions. Wait a minute. The loving God is going to send them strong delusions to make them believe a lie? Huh? Isn't that what he's going to do?
Amen.
God, the living God, the holy, sweet Jesus is going to pump lying delusions into their stupid heads so that they'll believe a lie that their souls might be lost?
Amen.
Isn't that what it says?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
That they all might be damned who believe not the truth.
Okay, if you don't believe the truth, then your soul is going to be damned. Okay? And you can repent tomorrow and then do something today and do it tomorrow and think that you're born again and then born again and then born again and born again and born again. You're deceived. So God has sent you strong delusions to believe that. And in the book of Romans chapter 1, it says that He'll turn you over to a reprobate mind. That's a mind that's been rejected by God. All right, there's just so many scriptures like that. It's just unbelievable. Keep going.
That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
Yeah, well, you people have pleasure in the world. Unrighteousness, that you can fornicate, you can commit adultery with somebody's wife, or that you women can just, love, pleasure, like you're living like the whore of Revelation and just have sex as much as you want. They say the average teenage girl today has had sex with 6-7 men or boys, whatever, and they think it's all right. Even the schools of this reprobate, wicked government is handing out condoms and birth control pills to young girls and boys, and birth control of every kind. Okay, I see my time on this program this evening is over with, but what we can do now is, if you want to test the Spirit of God to see if He won't make you strong, like these people that are singing the songs and playing the instruments, some of them died right in the church because they wanted to take care of hogs rather than go out and witness and testify. That was Happy Howard that plays the trombone on this record on the CD, and he fell right through a roof, two floors, and died because he did not believe the Word of God. The Lord told me he's going to die, and I said, young man, I was on the phone with him. I said, do you know that the Lord is going to kill you? And he said, yes, sir. Just kind of mocking-like. And it wasn't more than a week or two that he fell right through a roof, a skylight in a roof, and was killed. All right, so those of you that would like to have the power of God in you and to have all your sins forgiven, just say this prayer and have eternal life. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy former sins, or the sins, whether they were filthy, whether you did great sins or not, you must be born again. Wash them all away in the blood that you shed for me. I know you will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me. And I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And I'm going to go on serving you because I don't want it to be better that I had never known the gospel than to have known it and fall away. Lord, thank you, praise you, Jesus, for this word that teaches us that we must go on, we must continue the race, that we must go to the finish line. And praise the Lord and keep praising Him. Now, Sharon, tell them several different ways they can receive this program, number 412, and repeat the phone number. Who was it, the phone number they wanted? Okay, repeat it twice because some people can't hear that well.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Lord. And here's this bunch. It's 150 voice choir and orchestra. Half or more than half of them have fallen away years ago. They're still living in their old sins, and they know they can't be restored. And this is called Woe, Sinner Man. Where are you going to run to?